community. Shall I pick on? Which one of you two should I pick on? I let it show you choose.
Use the pendulum.
Well, I'm sorry, mine's not that altruistic. I want to be the next photographer for National Geographic.
Ooh.
Oh.
And
what do you want?
If God was to come down and tell
you,
I would say my purpose would be to help others find their purpose.
Okay. Helping others find their purpose is a good purpose.
You said pornographer.
Damn you, Otter.
Well, Adam has just demonstrated fulfilling the need for humor. Yeah, we're in good shape now for another 15 minutes. Okay, number 10 is the need for value. If we have all these other things and we feel that what we're doing has no value, then where are we? We still feel like taking our lives or being depressed, don't we? So even if we have purpose and we have humor and we have all these things, but then at the end of it all, we look at everything we've done or everybody we're with, and nobody has any value for what we've done, or we don't have any value ourselves for what we've done, or we don't value ourselves, or we don't think we've accomplished anything that's going to make any changes in anything. It's pretty depressing, isn't it? Well, this is actually a very powerful need to have value. And it's interesting, when Watergate happened, it spurred a lot of people to go into journalism because they thought, man, if I can bring down a president like these guys, I'm going to have a lot of value. You know, so it caused a lot of people to go into journalism because Bernstein and what's the other guy's name? Woodward and Bernstein, they were both looked on as doing a really remarkable thing to expose Nixon the way they did. So it brought in a lot of people into journalism, and a lot of the people who come in said that they wanted to make a difference. And so you hear that a lot with young people today. I want to make a difference in this way. Now, but to have value, you got to do more than just make a difference. You can make a difference good. You can make a difference bad. If you're going to create value for yourself, it has to be make a difference good. And oftentimes we make the mistake of making a difference and we think it's good and it turns out to be not so good. And then at the end of the day or at the end of our lives, we'll look back and say, man, what value did I have? What value did I give? I thought I was giving value, but I was an illusion. And so at the end of our life, we want to look back and we want to feel like we've contributed real value to the human race. And if we have, we will feel very blissful at death, and we'll go to a really very wonderful place. Because as you are thinking at the moment of death determines to a large degree where you're going to go immediately after. Because your state of mind at death registers. You maintain that same state immediately after. So, and oftentimes, unless we're taken in some accident, as death approaches people, they have time to reflect. And when they reflect, through an illness and everything, it forces them to reflect. And even if part of the memory is lost, part of the memory isn't lost, and they will have a sense of value about their life. So we need to think about it when we're younger, too, the value. Because if we contribute value a little bit every day, it accumulates. So near the end of our life, we can leave this life thinking, you know, pat ourselves on the back. And if God doesn't say it, we can say, well done, you good and faithful servant.
Is this only about the value of what you do? Is this the value of yourself, like self-value, self-esteem, self-value? Does that come in here, too? or is it something about your work?
Mainly about your work, because the it's, well, for one thing, as you go through life, you need a sense of value. Now, you can have a sense of value even if you're doing destructive things, like Hitler had a sense of value. He thought he was doing the world a favor, you know, so he had a sense of value about himself. But on the other hand, he felt like he was doing the right thing. So if you have a sense of value about yourself, it doesn't necessarily mean you're doing the right thing, but it means that you're doing the highest you know, whatever it is, whether and it may be destructive, it may be constructive. But normally, as we reach the end of our life, we get, you know, as if we're in touch with the soul, we'll have a sense of whether or not we did have real value or not. And that's where the great joy will come from. If it was illusionary value, the appreciation and the sense of joy from it will only be so high. But if it's a value that you've contributed to others, to your mate, to your friends, to the human race, to the planet, if you've done good things, then you'll have a sense of value that can be recognized by the soul. And when it's recognized by the soul, you'll know, and you know for sure, you've done something that is leaving the world a better place. Then you can have joy over your labors on this planet Earth.
Joan just said self-respect. Doesn't that kind of fall under the same category? If you have self-respect?
Yeah, that's part of value. Yeah. Yeah, if you true self-respect comes from realizing you're living up to the highest you know. If you live up to the highest you know, you'll have a sense of value, a sense of self-respect.
In times when I started wondering why I'm here and seemed blasé and didn't have a sense of purpose, The minute that I go and start helping somebody with anything, that whole feeling just goes away.
Yeah, right. That's a really good point, Larry. And the fact that the moment you concentrate on lifting the burden on someone else's shoulders, your burden is lifted, and you don't think of your own problems. But on the other hand, you do have to balance that off by giving yourself, like say, that little bit of self-fulfillment on your own. But so it all has to be balanced off. So, but in the end, it's important that we maintain this sense of value for ourselves. Okay, any questions or comments?
Well, I think those are really good because I think the 10 keys of human needs that can apply to anything. You could replace the human experience to saying those would be the 10 keys for being a great parent. 10 keys for what constitutes a great marriage. 10 keys for, you could just go right down these and you could.
Right, and 10 keys. 10 keys for good health, since that's our theme of this.
Yeah. I like the list. It's a really great list.
Well, thanks.
It's a manual for human beings.
So, if we fulfill all those needs, we should be able to live to be 100 in good health, or be like Jack LaLanne. Jack LaLanne and Paul Bragg and some of the people who really did it right, that Jack LaLanne, he had a tremendous purpose right to the end. He was enthused about his life and about everything he did and felt a great sense of value about what he did and was always having new experiences, pulling some ship with his teeth or something like that, doing weird stuff. But he was always doing something, not what I would choose for myself, but for him, it really got his motor going. Yeah.
He talked a lot of other people into fruits and vegetables and brain.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take about a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back and we'll do some meditation and past lives.
Group sing along song when we come back together.
What say?